What will economists be listening for in tonight's State of the Union address?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, why is Macy's mad at Martha Stewart? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are lower at the open this morning. The Dow down 81 points, about 0.6% at 12,627. The NASDAQ down 0.5% right now. S&P 500 down 0.6%. McDonald's said this morning profits jumped 11% last quarter thanks to budget-conscious consumers, especially in Europe. Now let's get to the State of the Union address, which President Obama will deliver to Congress tonight. Julie Neiman is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis, as she is every Tuesday. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Jeremy.
So from an economic perspective, what are you going to be watching for tonight?
Well, a couple of things. We probably will hear some new initiatives on growth, but most of that should be just stay out of the way. Tax breaks to return and keep it to manufacturing here. This is already happening somewhat in automotive manufacturing, but it won't happen in electronics because cost and flexibility are so much lower in China. There's just no way we can begin to match, but there are other areas where you can. Take away the tax breaks from companies who have moved overseas. At least stop making it easier, and you're losing some good tax revenues there. We're probably going to hear something about tax hikes for the rich. This is the Warren Buffett rule. He says it's unfair that he pays a lower rate than his secretary. Right. Of course, Mitt disclosed that he pays 15%. Now, it's a big tax check, but it's a very low tax rate. And the biggest one is going to be the mortgage situation. Housing can't recover until you stem the deficit, the default flood. And that's the ability to refinance all these underwater mortgages. That will help the housing market move ahead.
Well, Julie, a lot of stuff there, but does he have any chance of getting any of that done in an election year?
Well, probably the key thing everybody's going to be focusing on is what can be accomplished. At least this is going to be a populist speech. And long-term deficit reduction is going to be a key thing as well. This is really important because we can lower the amount of debt needed to finance it. That's fiscal health. And the economy, as it recovers, interest rates are going to rise, and the cost of our debt was going to rise. But if you don't apply the spending tourniquet right now when the economy needs it just to revive, and so you're going to see all of the deficit hawks really talking about it. He'll have to address that as well. But can anything be done with compromise? Probably not. It hasn't been achieved in 8 years. It probably won't be now.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, among the ideas President Obama is expected to announce tonight is a plan to make college more affordable. We're going to have a story now on the value of a college degree, which some people are questioning given how expensive it's becoming. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Last year, two sociologists published a book that got a lot of attention on campus. Academically Adrift followed a group of college students to find out what they learned. After 4 years of college, more than a third of them showed no significant improvement on a test of critical thinking and reasoning. It's the sort of thing employers have been complaining about for years.
Overwhelmingly, employers are telling us we need to do better.
Carol Geary Schneider is president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities.
Employers are telling us we're not doing a good enough job on critical thinking, communication skills, problem-solving skills, that we need to get students out there in the real world actually applying their knowledge to real problems.
Schneider is part of a new effort to measure and improve what college students learn. Today, a group called the New Leadership Alliance for Student Learning and Accountability is putting out a set of guidelines for schools. They recommend colleges set goals for what students should know when they graduate and then measure and report the results. David Paris is executive director of the alliance.
We can produce more degrees, but those degrees won't be meaningful. They won't serve the students and they won't serve our society unless they really represent a high level of achievement.
He says schools could use a number of measures, standardized tests like the Collegiate Learning Assessment, retention and graduation rates, as well as portfolios of student work. Jack Rossman is professor emeritus of psychology at McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says in the past, faculty have resisted efforts to standardize student learning. He says the key is to get them on board early.
Those colleges and universities that have had good success in developing reasonable measures of student learning have had faculty engaged in the process.
Professors may have little choice. The alliance behind the new guidelines says groups representing more than 3,000 colleges and universities have signed on. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. By Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the Internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
Martha Stewart's company is being sued by Macy's. The department store says its exclusive agreement to sell a line of Stewart's merchandise was violated when Stewart announced a deal with JCPenney. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
The home products sold with the Martha Stewart label weren't available anywhere other than Macy's. And that's what made them valuable, says retail analyst Faith Hope Consolo.
They get the attention of the market, the consumer, very, very quickly.
Retailers from Target to Kohl's are vying for exclusives with lots of designers and celebrities. Recently, JCPenney announced it would launch a line of stores within its stores selling Martha's home and lifestyle products. And Martha Stewart's company has argued she should be able to sell merch in multiple locations, as other brands like Apple do. In fact, you can buy a Martha Stewart doggy bandana at PetSmart and home office products at Staples. Vincent Kwan is with the Fashion Institute of Technology.
She must have thought it through and said, hey, we're going to create exclusive product again for JCPenney, but very distinct and different from the Macy's product.
But apparently not different enough. Macy's is seeking injunctions on the deal. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, to a dairy farm in Ohio where the cows have been living the good life for the past 10 months. They've been living in water beds, which the owners installed for the cows to relax in. The farmer tells USA Today the cow's milk has improved and the cows are healthier, but they would like some more sparkling water, please, with lemon when you get a chance. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Tahrir Square in Cairo and Wall Street are about a half a world apart. In the past year, though, they've become a lot closer.
I think that sparked the imagination of younger people in the United States. We could do something besides conventional politics.
I'm Kai Rizdal, drawing a line from Arab Spring to Occupy Wall Street. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.